Gemara at the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph is talking about the Mazik of Bor. We discussed at great length that there are two types of Bor. There's a Bor of 10 Tfachim and a Bor of less than 10 Tfachim. The Bor of 10 Tfachim is Roy Lahamis Bo. If a shore falls into the Bor and it dies, then the Bala Bor is going to be hard to pay. And the Betzuzak as well. But a Bor of less than Asara, less than 10 Tfachim, if the shore falls in and it dies, then the balabor is not going to be chayv to pay. It's a chilik between a bor of 10 tefachim and a bor of less than 10 tefachim. We started discussing last time, what's the reason that a bor of tisha, a bor of less than 10 tefachim, the owner is going to be potter, the balabor is going to be potter if the behemoth falls in and dies. So there are two lashonas in Rashi. The first lashon in Rashi says that it's a gzeris hakasa, the pasuk says, v'hamesi elo. Sounds like we're talking about something that's roy lahamis bo, something that's rogi lahamis, that it's darka bakach to die. So if it's not darka bakach, if it's a bar of only tisha, less than asara, it's not roy lahamis bo. So there's a gzera sakosav that you're not going to be chayev for that misa. It's a little bit of a svara, right? That it's a bar miktil if it's asara, if it's tisha, it's not a bar miktil. But the lashon of Rashi, v'amesiyalo, sounds like he's invoking a pasuk. Sounds like it's a gzeres hakasuk. The second lashon of Rashi clearly is a svara. The Rashi says that if it's less than asara, the shor didn't die from the bor. A bor tisha, the shor didn't die from the bor. It died from other reasons. Obviously, if it didn't fall into the boar, it wouldn't have died, but we don't attribute the misa to the boar, so therefore the balabar is going to be potter. These are the two lashonas of Rashi. Then we pointed out the Rambam as a third approach. The Rambam says that if the shor falls into the boar that's less than 10 tefachim when it dies, so we assume that the balabar is an onus, that he can say that even though the boar taka did kill the shor, but how was he supposed to know that this boar would kill the shor? How was he supposed to know to protect from this shor? It's not normal. It's not motzei bekach that it's going to kill the shor, so therefore the balabar is going to be potter. A different reason. Different reason. We said the tzana shove between the Rambam and the first lashon of Rashi is that it seems as though if the shor dies in the boar that's less than 10, we attribute the misa to the boar, but for some reason there's a ptur. Either there's a gzeres hakasav that tells me that the balabar is not going to be chayav in such a case, or midin onus. The balabar can say that that it's an accident, that there's a svara that he's not chayav to be shomer the boar in such a case, to be shomer from the death of the animal. It's not that the boar didn't cause the death, it did cause the death, but for some reason there's a ptur on the balabar. According to the second lashon of Rashi, reason why a boar that's less than 10 tefachim, if the shor falls in and dies, the balabar is potter, is because we don't attribute the death to the boar. We assume that the boar is not what killed the shor. It's a totally different type of ptur. These are the three different approaches of the Rishon. What's enough gemina? So we started discussing last time the interesting case that the Gemara later on has. Tosha Pshat, the Mishnah Daf Nun Amud Bey, seems to say that the only type of bor that if the shor falls in and dies, you're going to be chayv, is a bor of 10. 10 tefachim, meaning the depth of the bor is 10 tefachim. That's the height of the bor. That's the Tosha Pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara has a whole discussion back and forth. Rav Nachman was mitaref, an animal that fell into a boar that was only 6 tefachim. The whole discussion in the Gemara. So on Daf Nun Aleph, the Gemara says that the reason why Rav Nachman called the animal a treifa, even though it fell only into a boar of 6 tefachim, is because the animal itself, the belly of the animal is 4 tefachim above the ground. So we can be mitaref the height of the belly of the animal together with the height of the boar, you have a total of 10 tefachim. So the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, so then what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah in the Nun Amud Bey says that Mabor sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asara, av kol sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asara. It sounds like you need a height of asara, a depth of asara, in order to be chayv. So says the Mishnah, masnisin the igander labor. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the animal rolled into the boar. The animal rolled into the boar, he wasn't standing up, so then you don't have the height of 4 tefachim from the belly of the animal to the ground. So you can't be mitzarif that to the boar of 6 tefachim. So that's the case that the Mishnah said that you need a boar that has a depth of 10 tefachim. So the pashup shot in the Gemara is that it sounds like you really could be chayef for the death of the shor, even if it fell into a boar that's less than 10 tefachim. It falls into a boar that's 6 tefachim tall, 6 tefachim deep, and it's walking normally, it's not rolling into the blood, then your taka could be chayav, because that's a chavata of ten tefachim. The impact of the animal, it falls into the bar, and then it collapses, so it's going to fall directly on its belly, and that's going to cause the death. The chavata is a chavata of ten tefachim. So as long as the animal's walking normally, even if the bar is only six tefachim, you'll be chayav for that, because that is a bar of ten tefachim. The case where you need a depth of ten tefachim, that's only if the animal is rolling into the bor. So then to have a chavot of asar tefachim, you need a depth of ten tefachim in the bor. That's what you'd imagine. That's a pashut pshat in the Gemara. Comes the Torah and says it's actually a machlokes rishonim. Machlokes rishonim. Can you be chayiv for misas hashor in a bor of six tefachim or not? If the shor is walking normally, he walks kedarko, he's not rolling into the bor, can you be chayiv for the misas hashor if the bor is only six tefachim? The Torah quotes from the Ramah that yes, you should be able to be chayav for that. First, the Torah says that you need a bor of ten tefachim, dafke ten tefachim. Echad achofer bor ashiach ma'ara kulam shavim lechiyav. This is the Torah in Siman Tov Yud Choshen Mishpat. Uvad sheyeh b'kedei lahamis dainu asar tefachim, oz chayav im nafal shem ashar o chamar umei sovuzak. Im ein bo asar tefachim, eino chayav al hamisa, afilu shenofo bo hashar mu'umad. In the tzar of gova rangli ashar in omer kavod. If it's not ten tefachim, you potter. Even if the shor is walking normally, he's walking normally dako bekach in the normal way. You have the four tefachim from the belly of the shor till the ground. So you have a tziruf of the four tefachim plus the six tefachim of the bor. Says the tzur, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You need a depth of ten tefachim in order to be chayiv. Avol harama kosa bezeshu chayiv. Rama says in such a case with the shor is walking normally, then you will be chayav because you have the ten tefachim. The Ramah is the simple pshat in the Gemara. Masisim b'de igander, the igander. Mishnah's talking about where he rolled in. It sounds like if he didn't roll in, he walked kedarko, then you will be chayav, even if the bar is only shisha tefachim, because we were mitzarev, the four tefachim from the belly of the shor to the ground, together with the six tefachim of the bar. That's the pashim pshat in the Gemara. That's the Ramah. The Torah doesn't start out that way. He seems to say, you need a bar. Asara tefachim, dafka ten tefachim, anything less, and I forget about it, even if the shor is walking normally. But he says, but the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah distinguishes. He says, the shor is walking normally, then even if it's only six tefachim, then you will be chayim. Tadoni avi harash, zalkos of kesvara rishana. Says the Torah, my father, the Rosh, wrote like the svara rishana, that you always need a bor of ten tefachim, less than ten tefachim, you're never going to be chayim on the misa of the shor. Even if the shor is walking normally. He's walking darko b'kach. You have the tziruf of the four with the six. We're not mitzaref. You need a shir of ten tefachim, even if the shor is walking normally. Where's this rush? What's he talking about? So this is quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes. It's a Tosus Harosh that the Shita Mekubetzes quotes. He actually quotes a Rashba first. This is the second Shita that I photocopied for you. It's not in the Kovetz because it's in Chelik Beis. So if you have a chelik beis, you could look at it in the kovetz. But the Shita first quotes the Rashba, who elaborates a little bit more than the Rosh. So let's see the Rashba. How's he going to learn the sugya? Sugya's against them, right? The sugya says masnisin the igander. Mishnah that says that you need a bar asara is talking about when he rolled into the bar. It sounds like if he walks normally, you don't need a bar asara tefachim. So why do they say that you always need a bar of ten tefachim to be chayv for this? It says the sheet. If you have the sheet, look at it together with me. Mistabra the lav lemer the masnisin the tony asara v'hay pchusa me asara dafka the iganda hanava kedarke afil b'sheet the sagi alibet the shul. The Rashba sets you off immediately. He says, don't tell me masnisin dafka the iganda. Only if it rolls, then a bor asara tov is enough. Why not? Three kashas the Rashba has. Dimkein liflog v'lisni b'dida b'med v'mamur b'misgalgan. If you tell me that if the shor is walking normally, then even if the bor is only six tefachim, we can be mitzarev six and four, and you'll be chayav for the misa. So then, why does the Mishnah say that you need ten tefachim dafka? It's not true. You need ten tefachim b'misgalgim. B'medvam amur b'misgalgim. If the shor is rolling, then you need ten tefachim because that's the only way that you'll have the chavata. You'll have the fall of ten tefachim. But if the shor is walking kedarko, you don't need misgalgim. Not sure as one kedarka even less than that. So why did the Mishnah mention that? It's kasha number one. There's no chiluk in the Mishnah between if he's misgalgel or if he's walking darko baka. No distinction. Why not? Va'odim kain afilu igandav and afilus ochshishu meiz lechayev. The havelit chilasa bepshia lemahalik kedarko v'sofa ba'onas beigandav lechayev. What's the Rashba saying? In other words, he saw that chilasa bepshia v'sofa ba'onas is chayev. It's actually machlokas amarayim above Mitzian and other places later in Bava Kama. He says chilasa bepshia v'sofa ba'onas we paskin is chayev. What does that mean? That means that if a person does a pshia, he's posheya with a mazik, but yet in the end, the reason why the hezek occurred is through an onus, not through the pshia that he did. So we say that he's responsible for that pshia. Once he did the pshia in the beginning, chilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'onus is chayiv, even though in the end the hezek took place because of an onus, he's chayiv for the tchila b'pshia, chilasa b'pshia. So if you tell me if the animal is walking dark or bakach, then you can be chayiv even with a boar of shisha tfachim. Even with a boar of shisha tfachim. Then even if the animal rolled into a boar of shisha tfachim, then he should talk, then the balim should be chayiv in that case as well. If you tell me that the shore is walking in the normal way, then when mitzari if the 4 and the 6, you have a depth of 10 tfachim, so you can be chayiv the mises ashar. Then even if it turns out that the shore rolled in, if it rolls in that you don't have the 10 tvachim, you'll only have 6 tvachim, the Baram should still be chayv. Why? It's an onus that the shore rolled in. It's tchiloso b'pshia that if the animal walks normally, it's a pshia for mises ashor. Then even if the animal doesn't walk normally, even if he's misgagel, it's tchiloso b'pshia b'sof b'onus, he should be chayv. Should be chayv. Must be that you can't be chayv with the bar of shisha tvachim. Because if there is a hechetimsa that you could be chayv with a bar of shisha tfachim, in fact, not just a hechetimsa, but it's dark over kach for the shore to walk normally, most shvarim are not going to be rolling around there. If it's normal for the shore to walk normally, so then the Baalim should always be chayv in a bar of 6 tfachim. Because it should be tchilasa b'pshia b'di igander, the sofa ba'onis, that it walk normally. It's tchilasa b'pshia that if it rolls in, then it's not enough. If it's tchilasa b'pshia for dark over kach, if it walks normally, it's enough to kill the shah. So even if he gander, even if it was nizgalgal, and it's not enough, that's sofa ba'onis. But since it was tchilasa b'pshia for a normal walking, then the bailam should be chayiv. Fact the Rashi. Va'od sharei bor ksiv echad lemisa ve'echad lenezokin. V'yamina ma bor yesh bo kedei lahamis asar. Alma bor shel nezokin eino shel misa. The lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like there's a bor lemisa, a bor lenezokin, and never the twain shall meet. There are different boros. The bor of one measurement that produces misa, another bor of a different measurement that produces nezokin, and they're not the same. The im isa, if you'll tell me that a bor of shisha can produce misa, shel nezokin v'shel misa hakol echa, then it turns out that you can have a bor with X measurement that will produce both Misa and Nezek. That runs against everything that we're saying. We keep on saying that there are different shiurim for Misa and for Nezakim. But if you'll tell me that a bor of Shisha can produce Misa, so then it turns out that the same bor that's a bor for Nezek is a bor for Misa. It's just it depends what the shor is doing. So that's not the lashon of the Mishnah. Three kashas of the Rashba. First of all, if you tell me that there's a chiluk, whether the shor is walking normally on its legs, standing up, or it's rolling in, so then the Mishnah should have given that chiluk. Secondly, if you tell me that if the shor walks normally, then the Baalim Hakal Chayiv for the Mises Hashor, so then it's Tchilasa B'Pshia. So even if Sofa Ba'ones, that the shor rolled into the bar of 6 Tfachim, it's an onus that it died, but Tchilasa B'Pshia V'Sofa Ba'ones Chayiv, so you should be Chayiv in such a case. And thirdly, if you tell me that a bar of Shisha Tfachim is Roy for Mises, then it turns out that the bar for Mises, bar for Nezokin are not different shiurim. The same bor with the same shear can produce misa, produce nezik, depending on how the shor is presenting itself. So how can you say that there are different shiurim for the bors? Elo nirali says the Rashba have a different pshat. The hachi perusha the masnisin the latashlumin veika megander the ein bo kedei lahamis v'prochos me'asar. It's hard to read the words. Well, what's the Rashba saying? Let's go back then. The fisha shaninu asara. The second chelik of the Rashba is a little easier to read. What's he saying? He's saying, "Lefi shashaninu asara." We see in the Mishnah asara tvachim. The bor is asara tvachim. Why does it have to be Asar Tvachim? Zok the Rashba, it always has to be Asar Tvachim. To be Chayef and Mises Ashar, the Shar has to fall into a bore of 10 Tvachim. Aye, but the Gemara says, Masisim bid the Igander. It sounds like if it's not Igander, if the Shar is walking normally, it doesn't have to be Asar Tvachim. No, Shlochiva Torah ala Babar Shiyeshbo la Olam Kedei Lahamis Afilu bin Magander. What does the Gemara mean, Masisim bid the Igander? It means that the Gzera Sakosav is that you're only Chayef and Mises Ashar if it falls into a bar that has enough shear that it's roi lahamisbo in all cases, even if he gander, even if the shor is misgalgel. Right? So it might be true that if the shor is not misgalgel, technically you wouldn't need a shear of 10 tfachim because you can be mitzar of the 4 tfachim with the 6, but the reality is you're not going to be chayev anyway. The Hamesia lo teaches me that you have to have a bor that's roi lahamis. B'chol gavni, even if the shor is misgalgel, then you need a shear of 10 tefachim. So don't tell me that, well, the mitzius is that the shor can die, it'll have a chavata of asar tefachim, even if it's a bar of shisha, as long as it's walking normally. No, the pasuk is telling me that you're not going to be chayv unless it's roi lahamis b'chol inyan, afilu b'megander. Not that the Mishnah is talking about b'megander. No, the Mishnah is saying that it has to be roi lahamis b'chol afilu b'megander. So therefore, if it's not 10 tefachim, you're never going to be chayiv, even if the shor is walking kedarko. That's the Rosh presents. Then the Shita quotes from the Rosh, who echoes a similar sentiment. V'chem pirei sharosh zal, the Uganda perish lochiva Torah, kore bor elin ken roy ashar nova balamos be'eze inyan sheipol afilu be Uganda. Same idea as the Rosh and the Rosh are together. That Yesh Bo Kedei Lahamis means that it has to be Roy Lahamis Bo B'chol Mikra, even B'Igander, even if the shore is Misgalgal. If the shore is Misgalgal, if it's rolling in, so then 6 Tvachim is not enough. It's not going to have a Chavot of 10 Tvachim. The Bor Dafka has to be a depth of 10 Tvachim. So the Bor has to be a depth of 10 Tvachim, even if the shore is walking normally, according to the Rashman and the Raj. That's what the Mishnah is saying. That's how the Gemara is interpreting the Mishnah. Not that the shear of ten tefachim has only been misgalgal. No, it's that the shear of ten tefachim is said in all cases because it has to be roy lahamis b'chol gavni, even b'igander, even if the shor is going to be misgal. Okay, this is in sharp contrast to the Ramah. The Ramah says that the only time that you need a bor of asar tefachim to be chayef misa shor is if the shor is rolling. If the shor is walking normally, then even if it's 6 tefachim, that's enough to be chayef. Comes the Rashba and the Rosh. They have kashas. They have a different pshat in the Mishnah. That you need a bor asara tefachim in order to be chayef misa shor in all circumstances, because that's what the pasuk is telling me, that the Torah is only going to be mechayev you if the bor is roi lahamis b'chol gavni, b'chol mikre, even b'mizgalgal. So even in a case where the shor is not mizgalgal, you're not going to be chayev unless it's ten tefachim, because it has to be roi lahamis, even if the shor would be mizgalgal, even if he would roll. What's the machlokes Rishonim? What's this all based on? What are they disagreeing about? Pshat in the sugya? Okay, the Rashba has different kashas. But what's the svara? What's the svara to be mechalek to say that if the shor is walking normally, maybe you should be chayev for less than 10 tefachim? L'chora, this should be partially dependent on the machlokas we've shown him as to why a bor of less than 10 tefachim is potter from Misa. Potter from Misa Sashor. Let's think of the different svaras, right? Let's think of the different shitas. If you take the approach of Rashi, let's say. Rashi in the second Lashon. Rashi says, why is a bar of Tisha, a bar of less than 10, why is the Balabar not going to be Chayef and Mises Asher there? Because we say, the Chachamim have a Kabbalah, we look at it as though the bar was not the source of the Misa. Bar didn't cause the Misa. It's not normal for the bar of less than 10 Tachim to cause the Misa. So it didn't cause the Misa. So should that apply if the bar is 6 Tachim and the animal is walking normally? Can we say that the boar didn't cause the Misa? No. If the boar is 6 tefachim deep, and the animal is walking normally, so then we have a chavata of 10 tefachim. We have an impact of 10 tefachim, because the animal, we assume, is going to fall into the boar and collapse and hit the belly. So Rashi's svara doesn't apply to such a case. It applies if the boar is taka asar tefachim, if it's 10 tefachim. So then we, if it's less than 10 tefachim, and the shor is walking, if it's less than 10 tefachim, even if the shor is walking, even if the shor is rolling in, then we can say that the boar didn't cause the Misa. But if the shor is walking normally and there is a chavot of 10 tefachim, Even if the boar is only six tvachim, how can we say that the boar did not cause the misa of the shor? It did, because it was a chavot, the ten tvachim. And the shor is walking normally. Yes, Shalom?
I think we could say the opposite also, that the Rashi could be understood is that the person who dug the pit, I only dug a pit of six tvachim. Some other external factor being the animal is very tall, probably like that.
But apparently this is the normal size of the animal, that's what the Gemara is saying. Some of the Talmidim were pilpuling in Seder, you know, not every animal is the same height. It's true, I don't know. I guess the Torah was said for Shvarim, for Chamorim, a Shor and a Chamor apparently have a similar height. So that's the Shir of four tvachim that the Gemara says later. But that's normal. If you tell me that's an abnormal, I mean, if you were to ask me, I'd say rolling into the pit is more abnormal. Right? The walking, a Shor walking normally, the Balabar has to take that into account. That's the normal way. So if you're telling me a bar of less than 10 tvachim, lav machmas habar mace. It's not because of the bar. Can you say that? If the bar is 6 tvachim and the animal is walking normally? No. The bar definitely did cause the mace. Yes, Josh?
And can you also, in that case, that it's not machmas habar that it happened, because the bar itself is 6 tvachim. It's like the 6 tvachim plus something else that created it.
I hear what you're trying to say, but the reality is that the boar created the misa, right? The boar did create, what, it's the shor's fault?
I'm saying not the boar itself, it's the boar plus something else, because in 6 tvachim he wouldn't have died. But
in 6 tvachim, if the shor walks normally, he would have died. The shor is allowed to walk normally. If there wouldn't be a boar, nothing would happen. Right? Nothing would happen. But the reality is, taking normal circumstances into account, taking the normal height of the shor into account, then the boar is yesh bo kedei lahamis, l'chorah. It is Yeshua, so you can't say that lav machmas habor meis. Similarly, if you hold like the Rambam, that really we do attribute the Misa to the boar, but it's an onus of the Bailim, that onus Rachmona Patre, the Bailim can say that it's not motzli. The Misa is not motzli if it's less than 10 tefachim. Is that really true? Misa is certainly motzli. It's normal for the Shvarim to walk standing up, right, not to roll in. So the misa of the shor in a boar of less than 10 tvachim is totally normal. If you have 6 tvachim in the depth of the boar plus the height of the animal, it's totally normal. Honest Rachmana Patre, how can you claim such an idea? Right? So according to the Rambam also, you should be chayiv. Meaning we understand the chiluk between a case in which the shor is walking normally or he's rolling in, according to the second Lashon of Rashi and the Rambam. Because since it's normal for the shor to walk in that way, the Bailam can't claim that they're anusim, and you can't say that la machmas habor meis, he did die machmas habor because he fell into the bor. There is a chavata. There's a chavata of asarat vachim, so then he should be chayiv. The Bailam should be chayiv. So that could explain the chiluk that the Ramah draws. The Ramah is saying that if the shor walks normally, then the Bailam can be chayiv even if the boar is only 6 tvachim, because we do attribute the misa to the boar. And he can't claim onus, because he's not an onus. That's a normal circumstance. So what are the Rashba and the Rosh holding? What do the Rashba and the Rosh hold? The answer is the Rashba and the Rosh hold like the first pshat in Rashi. The first pshat in Rashi with a twist, with a little expansion. Rashba and the Rosh hold, why is the boar of Tisha Tvachim going to be part of a misa? V'hameis yelo. It's exeris akasu. That if it's not rogil, it's not darka bekach, for the shor to die in such a bar, at such a height, so then the Bailam apart. It's not based on onus. It's not based on the fact that the bar didn't cause the misa. The bar did cause the misa. But aval b'kein, there's exeris akasa that has to be roi lahamisba. But the Rashba and the Rosh add a knetch. They add a little extra point that they themselves say. That the exeris akasa is that hatorah lochiva ela b'roi lahamis b'chol mikre. That's the yisod. Yisod is it's exeris akasa. What is the exeris akasa? The Hamesi Yelo, Roy Lahamis Bo, it should be Bar Mikdil. But what does it mean, Bar Mikdil? Say the Rashba and the Rosh, it has to be a Bar Mikdil in all cases, even if the shore rolls in. So although it is a Bar Mikdil if the shore walks normally, the Hamesi Yelo tells me that you're not going to be Chayev for such a Misa. You're only Chayev if he falls into a boy that's Roy Lahamis B'chol Mikre. Elam ken roy hashor hanova b'lomus be'eze inyan she'ipo afilu b'megander. It has to be roy to kill the shor if he falls in any way, even if he's rolling in. So, although it is normal for the shor to die if he falls into the bor of shisha tefachim. He's walking normally. It's gzeras hakasa that he's going to be potter. That's the chora how the Rashba and the Rashi are. So that's why they claim that there's no distinction. Even if the shor walks normally, it still has to be a bor of ten tefachim, because that's the nature of bor. It's gzeras hakasa that the bor has to be deep enough that it's roy lahamisbo b'chol inyan, even if the shor is going to roll into the bar, not going to walk. Questions? Okay. Let's look more deeply now into the second Lashon of Rashi. What's the second Lashon of Rashi? Let's try to understand this a little bit better. This might touch on Josh's question as well. Rashi says, why is the bar of Tisha Tfachim, a bar of less than 10, why is the Baal Bar not going to be chayav for the Mises Hashar in such a case? Because Lav Machmas Habor Meis Hashar. It didn't happen because of the bar. That's the umdana. We assume that it didn't happen because of the bar. So what? It happened a little bit because of the bar. The bar was certainly goring the Misa. Without the bar, the shor would have died. He's just walking on the street. So the bar was certainly goring the Misa. So don't we say all of Maman HaMazik, it's all agrama, right? Whether we're talking about Keren, or Shor, or Regel, or Bor, or Eish. Basically, the chiyuv of the Bailim is because they were goring the Hezek. They didn't watch their property properly. It's all a grumma. It's all that the Mammon is goring the Hezek. The Bailim are goring the Hezek through their Mammon. So this is a gram Hezek too. The Bor is certainly causing a Hezek. The Bor is certainly causing a Hezek. So why shouldn't you be chayev for that? If the Bor is contributing, why shouldn't you be chayev for that Hezek? What are you going to tell me? Well, but if the bor is only 6 tefachim, let's say, the bor is only 7 tefachim, it's less than 10 tefachim, then there must be something about the shor that's also contributing. Let's say the shor, like the shor rolled in, right? The shor rolled in and died. Right? So there's no chabat of 10 tefachim there. But it died anyway. So why did it die? It's not machmas the bor, right? So you'll say the reason why you're potter is because it's something about the shor. The shor must be a weak shor, and that's why it died. So that's why the Baal Bar is not responsible. That's what you think of suggesting that obviously if it's less than 10 tefachim and yet the shor died, there must be something, some chulsha in the shor, so the Baal shouldn't be responsible. But that's not correct because we know that if a person kills someone else, there's a misa. Even if the individual who was killed is weaker, right? The person who kills him is going to be chayef. If he was gori misa, so it doesn't matter, right? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel says that b'chein misharin hamaka atzmo misharin koach ahored or koach anerag. Godol, or Kotan, or Chazak, or Cholash, or Bori, or Chola, v'chein kol piyotzi bazeh, shenem asher yomuz ba, misaso shozeh, misharein kol siboseh. We look at all the sibos. Look at all the sibos surrounding the misa. Chazak, or Cholash, etc. What's the Rambam saying? He's saying, let's say the Rotzeach didn't use so much koch. He used less koch. So you would say, well, he didn't use a koach that should kill the individual, so then he should be potter. Comes around and says, no. We take into account the koach of the nerag. If the nerag doesn't have as much koach, if he's chalash, if he's weak, if he's sick, so then even a lesser koach on the part of the murderer is going to be mechayev him. Not that we're going to potter him if he didn't have if the nerag is weaker. No, if the nerag is weaker, he's not a treifa. If he's a treifa, he's going to die within 12 months. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that you're potter for that because he's a bar ketola. He's viewed as a dead person. But if the person's alive, he's not a treifa, but he's cholash. He has a weakness to him. But he's a katan. He's a chola. Right? So if there's a weakness to the nerag, then we say that even if the rotzeach didn't use his full koach, he's still the michayev because he was goring the misa of the nerag, even with less of a koach. So it's not that we look at the nerag, we look at the shor that died, and we say, well, you know, must have been a chulsha of the shor. No, fakert. If the chulsha of the shor caused the misa, the fact that the shor was weak that made it die in this bar of less than 10 tefachim, that's a reason to be mechayev the bala bar. Because for such a shor, he was garim the nezek, so he should be chayev for that. What does Rashi mean that lav machmas habar meis? Of course it's machmas habar. Of course it's machmas habar. If the animal wouldn't have fallen into the bar, he wouldn't have thought, the animal is weak. So what if the animal is weak? We always take into account the weakness of the nerag. And fakert, we say that if he's weaker, then you're chayev for less of a karf. So here too, you should be chayev for the grama that the bar caused, the gram misa that the bar caused. Why should we part of the bala shor, the bala bar? Pilei plam against Rashi. Comes the Birkas Avram, and he wants to suggest maybe there's something unique to a bor. If we understand the mazik of bor, then we'll better appreciate his comment of Rashi that lav machmas habor meis, a bor of less than 10 tefachim. He's not dying because of the bor. If it's not because of the bor, then the bala bor is not going to be chayv. What does that mean? Zok the Birkas Avram. We first have to look at a Tosfos. This is really out of context. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem will get to this Tosfos. But just a comment from Tosfos. Tosfos on the Vavam and Aleph has an interesting comment. In the middle of the sugi about Mahatzad, Bor HaMisgalgal, Baragli Adam, Baragli Behema, Tosfos makes the following comment. Dim hidlik esh, ubo acher v'sarav talis chavera. O chofar bor, ubo acher v'dochav shor chavera l'socho, ein svara shi yischai balabor o bal ha'esh. Adkan. We know there's a mazik of bar, mazik of esh. Someone digs a bar, a shor falls in, there's huzak in the bar, the balabar is chayv. Person lights a fire in his own property, and then the wind, the ruach mitzuyah, takes the esh to another property, and it causes a hezek, and so then the bal ha'esh is going to be chayv. So comes Tais and says, what happens in the following case? Let's say Reuven lights a fire in his own property, and then Shimon takes the fire and he burns the talis of someone else. Takes the talis of Levi, Shimon takes the talis of Levi and throws it into the fire of Reuven. So maybe you'll say that Reuven's the Baal HaEsh, so Reuven should be chayiv. It says Tais, it makes no sense. It makes no sense that the Baal HaEsh should be chayiv in such a case. If Shimon threw the talis of Levi into the fire of Reuven, so of course Shimon's going to be chayiv for burning the talis. Just because the Esh belongs to Reuven, that's not going to be mechayiv. Similarly, if Reuven digs a bar, if a shor were to walk by and fall into the bor, even if it's a bor of less than 10 tefachim, so if he's huzak, so then Reuven is going to be responsible. But if Shimon pushes the shor into Reuven's bor, so Tosfos, it doesn't make any sense that Reuven is going to be responsible for that nezek. Shimon pushed the shor in, the shor didn't fall in by itself, then it doesn't make any sense that he's going to be mechayev. Why? What's the difference? It's falling into the bor. So be mechayev both of them. Be mechayev the pusher, be mechayev the balabor. He should have to pay some of it. Without his bor, the nezek wouldn't happen. Without the esh, the nezek wouldn't happen. You're only going to be mechayev the person who threw the talis into the fire. The reality is, without the fire, the nezek wouldn't happen. So why should we pata the balabor completely? Why should we pata the balabor completely? From Taisis on the Vav, it sounds like the balabor, the balabor are going to be pater in Gansen. If someone pushed the shor into the bor. If someone threw the talis of the third individual into the esh. Why should they be pater? Comes Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz in the Birka Shmuel, and he suggests a fundamental yisod. That what's the chiyuv of the balabor? The chiyuv of the balabor is for creating a takol. The balabor creates a takol. He's chayiv for creating the takol. Why is the Balo Esh Chayef? Same idea. But just like the Balabar is Chayef for the Maisa Kriya, Ki Yiftach Ishbar, Ki Yichre Ishbar, he's Chayef for the Maisa Kriya, for creating the Takola. The Balo Esh also, Shal Misham Hamavir Esah Be'era, he's Chayef for the Maisa Havara. For a Havara. For creating a fire. If someone is Dochef a Shor into the Bor, someone pushes a Shor into the Bor, regarding that Maisa Hezek, the Balabor is not the Baal HaTakola. He didn't create a Takola for that eventuality. That's such a strange case. It's not natural that things are just going to happen with this bar, but rather it's something generated by the other individual. the balabar is not viewed as the bal hatakala. It's not viewed as a maisa kriya for that situation. If someone throws a talis, Yanim's talis, a third person's talis into the esh, the maisa havara of the bal haesh is not a maisa havara for that situation. It's the other individual who is creating the whole Maisa Hezek. We don't look at it as though the Balabar is doing a Maisa Kriya over here. He did a Maisa Kriya, but not for that situation, for a situation which the Shor falls in naturally. But if someone is Dochef the Shor into the Bar, it's as if the Balabar didn't do a Maisa Hezek Bechal. He didn't do a Maisa Kriya. He didn't create a Bar for that. His Maisa is completely mystalic in such a circumstance. The Maisa of the Mavir Ha'esh is completely nostalgic in the circumstance in which someone threw a talus into that Esh. We don't look at it as though he actually was Mavir the Esh. We don't even look at it as though he lit the fire. This idea is alluded to in Chitam Kobetzis. Mamish says the Vart of the Bikur Shmi. This Shita is in the Pashas. You have the packet, maybe just take a look. He says the same thing as Tosfos on Daf Vav. This is a sheet on Daf Nun on the base. He also talks about the case of Adam Shadachav Shor Labor. He says the sheet on page 3, Umiyu Ba'adam Shadachav Shor Labor, Nistalku Maise Balabor Legamri. The holo Pasha Klal Legabe Adam Shlo Yitchav Lesham. There's no Pshia regarding this eventuality. He was posher when he dug the bor because he should have taken into account a situation, a normal situation. He was negligent if he digs the bor because in normal circumstances, if a shor will walk by, he'll fall into the bor and he'll get husa. But he doesn't have to take into account strange circumstances. He doesn't have to take into account extraordinary circumstances, like if someone else is going to push the shor in. He doesn't have to take that into account. So it's not a pshia for that eventuality. So his maisa, the maisa kri of the balabar, is completely nostalgic. It's irrelevant in this context. What are you going to think? Well, he was poshaya for one circumstance. He dug the bar for the case in which a shor is moseying down, a shor is walking normally and falls into the bar, that is a pshia. He does have a maisa kriya for that case, so why don't we say it's tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa v'onis? Tchilasu b'pshia for the case in which the shor is walking normally, sofa v'onis in the case in which someone pushed the shor in? Says the shita, no. Shita quotes from the Ra'o. Says, no. Lekka l'chiyuv mishim t'chilasu b'shiv v'sav v'ones. The haynami t'chilasu b'shiv hu l'gav ishor. The haynami t'chilasu b'shiv hu l'gav ishor doche. The cave and the chayim ki havi onus b'sov shedachfo odam v'lechayev. It is t'chilasu b'shiv for a shor doche. Not someone doche for shore. For the shore. Either to fall in or for one shore to push another shore in, that is normal. It is a pshia for that. That's a pretty common case. Shvarim, as they're walking down the street, they kick each other, hit each other. So don't tell me, oh, it's tchilas of pshia for that. So even though it's sofa bonus that Adam dochu, he's shiri chayev. No. Says the shita, dolek lamer tchilas of pshia for sofa bonus, lechayevo, ela memela. If the onus happened memela, not because someone actively was dochev the shore. So then we'll say tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'onis, because the ma'isa hezek was created by the balabar. The ma'isa kriya was done by the balabar. Memela, there was an onus that happened. So he's chayav for his pshia. But if here the onus occurred because of a new ma'isa of another individual, then he's viewed as the mazik. The dochef is viewed as the mazik. The one who burnt the talis is viewed as the mazik. The balabar, the balaish, they didn't do a ma'isa in that context. Right? Then Maisa doesn't relate to such a context. It doesn't relate to a context in which there's another individual doing a Maisa that's creating the Hezek. If the onus was generated by someone else, meaning someone else did a Maisa that now creates the onus for the Balabar, so we're Machayev, the other individual. We don't say, wow, you did a Pshia. The Balabar created the bar, so he did a Pshia, so we should be Machayev him even for the onus. No. The Dochev is the one who's Chayev, because the Maisa Kriya, the Maisa Havara, don't exist relative to this situation. In this context, we don't look at it as though the Maisa Havara, the Maisa Kriya, even exist. Zok de Birkas Avram, maybe that's Pshan and Rashi's. What does Rashi mean that lav machmas abar meis? If it's less than 10 tefachim, lav machmas abar meis. But obviously, it did die. Died when it fell into the boar. No, the answer is that if the Baal HaBor is chayav because he created this takola, so maybe this boar is not viewed as a takola for misa. If it's a boar of less than 10 tefachim, it's not viewed as a takola for misa. Because it's not supposed to create misa. So even if the shor falls in and you say, well, okay, so the shor was weak, so therefore it died. No, the idea is that vis-a-vis misa, this boar is not a takala b'chalal. It's not a maisa kriya. It's a maisa kriya vis-a-vis nezek, but it's not a maisa kriya vis-a-vis misa. And the chiyuv of the Baal HaBor is not because his boar was goring hezek. His chiyuv is because of the maisa kriya, because he did a maisa to create a dover hamazik. A boar of less than 10 tefachim is not a dover hamazik vis-a-vis misa, sashor. That's what Rashi means. Lav machmas habar meis means it's not a maisa kriya. You didn't create a takola for misa. It's a takola for nezik. It's not a takola for misa. It's mamish the same as someone who's dochif ashor into a bar of someone else. Vis-a-vis this maisa dechifa, the maisa kriya is not a creation of a takola. Same thing over here. A bar of less than 10 tefachim, Rashi holds, that's not a maisa kriya of a takola. It's not called the creation of a takola. If the Baal HaBor is only chay for creating a takola, since this boar of Tisha Tvachim is not a takola vis-a-vis misa, we can't be mechay of the Baal HaBor. That's the chorah with Rashi. What Rashi is saying over here in the second lush. Okay. So far we've given three different approaches as to why a boar that's less than 10 tvachim is going to be potter from misa sasha. Comes the Yerushalmi and gives the final pshat. Right? This is Tosus. We're going to finish the Tosus. We didn't finish the Tosus. But let's finish the Tosus. Now we'll see the Yerushalmi. That's the fourth approach. The Yerushalmi Darish, the bottom of Tosus, like four lines before it gets wide. The Yerushalmi Darish, the Havalei Lemichtav Ki Yiftach Ish Ki Yichra Ish Bor. Lomaksiv Bor Bor. Pasuk didn't have to say Ki Yiftach Ish Bor Ki Yichra Ish Bor. Not to say bor twice, could have said ki yiftach ish ki yichra ish bor. Then we would know yichay for the psicha, yichay for the kriya, but it only has to say bor once. Why twice? So after Yerushalmi, alachad bor lemisa, chad bor lenezokin. Bor, the double lashon of bor in the pasuk teaches me that there are two lechayvim here. There's a bor lemisa and a bor lenezokin. And they're different. One is a bor of 10 tefach and one is a bor of 9 tefachim, they're different. In kamakom, lo mematin an adam in ezakin, the krad v'nafa lo memaid el amay dechsiv bekro behedja, dayna bar eser v'lo ayitura. What would you think? Well, if it says both boros in the pasuk, it says bar, so one is for misa, one's for ezakin, so then v'nafa shama shoro chamor, shor v'lo adam chamor v'lo kelim, so the miyot of adam, that shor v'lo adam, l'chora, he should be nesmaid not only from misa, but even from nezek. Because both boros are mentioned in the pasuk. So the Baal HaBor should be potter, bain if the adam is mace, in a bor yud, bain if he's huzak, in a bor of tisha. So why do we say shor v'lo adam is only a p'tur m'ktola, not from nezokin, like the Gemara says on Chavches and Beis? This Tais is no, v'amesi alo teaches me that the ikar of the pasuk is talking about misa, even though it's merumas. The extra word bar is merames to bar l'nezokin, but it's not mefurish, it's not behedya in the pasuk, so therefore the miyud of shor v'lo adam only relates to misa, it doesn't relate to nezokin. So if an adam is huzak in the bar, then the Baal HaBor is going to be chayv. Even though it does say both a bar l'nezokin and a bar l'misa in the pasuk, but it's more mefurish, a bar l'misa, so therefore the p'tur of shor v'lo adam is only going to relate to misa, not to nez. And this is the Yerushalm. What's Yerushalmi saying? Saying an incredible word. He's really saying Rashi plus. You see, Be'emes, the second lashon of Rashi, think about it for a moment. What is Rashi saying? We keep on getting back to this. Rashi is saying the reason why you're not chayav for a bar of tisha is because a bar of tisha is not a bar lemisa. Not a bar lemisa. It's a different sub bar. If the behemoth falls in, the shor falls into the bar and it dies, we don't attribute the misa to the bar. not a boil of misa. It's a boil of nizokin. It's not a boil of misa. According to Rashi in the first pshat and the Rambam, we do attribute the misa to the boar, even if the behemoth falls into a boar that's less than 10 tefachim. There's a ptur, there's a gzeres hakosav, onus. There are different pturim, but we do attribute the misa to the boar. So is this boar of less than 10 tefachim shayach to misa? Is it a mazik for misa? According to the first pshat in Rashi, according to the Rambam, it is a mazik for misa. It's just it's a ptur. According to the second lashon of Rashi, no, it's not a mazik for misa b'chalal. It's not a takala for misa. It's not a bor la misa. It's a bor la nezakin. It's a different sug bar. We don't attribute the misa to the bor. Bechlal. It's not a bor la misa. It turns out, according to the second pshat in Rashi, there are two types of bor. There's a bor of asara, and there's a bor of tisha. A bor of ten tefachim and a bor of less than ten tefachim. And they're totally different. They're different mazikim. One is a mazik for misa, and one is a mazik for nezakin. It's totally a totally different sug. The Yerushalmi is really saying something similar to this second Shana Rashi, but the Yerushalmi says it's a gzeres hakosav. Rashi is saying it's a svara. Chazal have a kabbalah that a bar of less than 10 tefachim is not shayach to kill. So that kabbalah tells me that obviously, if you're going to be mechayev a bar of less than 10 tefachim for nezek, that's a different sug bar. It's a different type of bar. They're tzveidinim in bar. Right? One is shayach to kill, the other's not shayach to kill, but they're totally different sugim of mazik according to Rashi, based on the Kabbalah that the Chachamim have, that it's not roi lahamis. We don't attribute the misa to the bor. It's not a bor for misa. It's a totally different sug. Yerushalmi says, forget the svaras. It says bor twice in the pasuk. Bor twice in the pasuk teaches me that there are tzeidinim in bor. There are two types of bor. Two types of bor. A bor lamisa, a bor. A bar l'nezokin, totally different types of bar. The Rashash even adds a little bit to the time of the Yerushalmi. Where did the Yerushalmi come to say that there really are two types? It says bar twice, but it's just, is it just a kfeilus haloshon, or is it something more? Dr. Rashash, maybe it's more than that. There's a difference between the first word bar in the pasuk and the second word. The first bar is male, it's beis vav reish. The second bar is chaser. So Zokter Ashash, that's exactly the point. The first bar is mole, it's asara tefachim. It's alluding to a bar asara tefachim. That's a bar lemisa. Second bar is chaser, it only is beis reish. Ki yiftach ish bar, ki yichur ish bar. The second bar is chaser. So that alludes to a different sug bar, a different type of bar, a different mazik, a bar lenezokin. It's not a bar lemisa, it's a bar lenezokin. He says that's really the Grah says this. The Grah in the Shnos Elio points out that it says bor twice. One is mole, one is chaser. That's alluding to bor lamisa, bor lenezokin. That's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that there are tzvei dinim in bor. There's two totally separate mazikim of bor. This idea that a bor of asar and a bor of tisha are really two types of bor can explain another chiddush of the Yerushalmi. Another big chiddush of the Yerushalmi. That's what the Rabbeinu Peretz quotes. We keep on saying, shar v'lo adam, chamar v'lo kelim. Two different miyutim in bor. Shar v'lo adam, the Gemara Daf Chav Ches and Bey says that means that if a person dies in the bor, then the Balabar is not chayy for that. Chamor velo kelim, if the kelim were huzku babar, the Balabar is not chayy. So the Balabar is chayy if an Odom is huzak in the bar, bein bebar asar, bein bebar tisha. The Balabar is chayy if a shor dies in a bar of asara, or if he's huzak in a bar of asara or tisha. But Bipshuto, Shar v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelim, is telling me that the Balabar is potter if kelim ahuzku b'bar. Bein b'bar asar, bein b'bar tisha. Kelim ahuzku b'bar, then the Balabar is going to be potter. Okay, that's what Shar v'lo adam chamar v'lo kelim seems to be saying. Comes to Yerushalmi and says, no. Just like the p'tur of Shar v'lo adam is talking about a bar asara, the jepotter for misas adam, potter for misas adam obviously is a bar asara, because if it's a bar tisha, you're not chayav for any misa, even for misa shor. So the p'tur from Mises Adam, the p'tur of Kofar, means the Adam fell into a bar asara. It's Roy Lahamis, but for Adam there's a p'tur. So Zogdi Yerushalmi, just like the p'tur of Sharvelo Adam is talking about a bar asara, the p'tur of Chamor Velo Kalim is also talking about a bar of asara. That the only p'tur of Kalim is only in a bar of 10 tfachim. But in a bar of 9 tfachim, Yechayev for Kalim. Just like Yechayev for Hezek Hashar and Hezek Adam, Yechayev Hezek Kalim as well. Chiddush of the Yerushalmi. That's what the Rabbeinu Peretz calls. Yerushalmi Aminan, Kshubol Lebor Shalmisa at Omar Potter ala Kalim. Kshubol Lebor Shalmizokin at Omar Chayev ala Kalim. A bor l'nezokin, a bor of tisha tfachim, you'll be chayef a kelim. What's the Yerushalmi assuming? Zachar the Yerushalmi l'shitasa. The Yerushalmi assumes that a bor of asar and a bor of tisha are two types of mazik, two totally different types of mazik. So if you tell me that the miyud of shavu lo adon chamar v'lo kelim applies to a bor of asara, so then there's no gzeras hakosav by a bor of tisha. You're telling me Shor V'lo Adam, the Ptur of Shor V'lo Adam applies to a bar of 10 Tfachim, because that's a Ptur of Misa. That's referring to a bar of 10 Tfachim. So if that Ptur is referring to a bar of 10 Tfachim, it makes a lot of sense that the Ptur of Chamar V'lo Kalim also should apply only to a bar of 10 Tfachim, because the bar of Tisha Tfachim is a totally different type of bar. There are Tzfeidinim over here. So the Pturim in the Pasuk are going to talk about the bar of 10 Tfachim. That's the sug bar, that's the sug hamazik that the term applied to. So they're not going to apply to a bar of tisha tvachim bichlal. Says the Rabbeinu Peretz, but the Bavli obviously argues with the Yerushalmi. We haven't been assuming this, right? We haven't been assuming like the Yerushalmi. The Bavli obviously argues. Where does the Bavli argue? How is it so obvious? Why does Rabbeinu Peretz assume it's a davar pasha the Bavli argues? Maybe Yerushalmi is right. That the p'tur of chamar v'lo kelim, the p'tur of Nizke Kalim Bavar only applies in a bar of Asar, not a bar of Tisha. The answer is the Gemara Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. What's the Gemara Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis talking about? It's what we started with. Gemara quotes Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about Avno Sakinu Maso. You have a stone, a knife, a burden, a bundle. You know, a fool's you're driving down the highway and something falls out of the car. It happens, right? Falls out of the car and then it creates a nezek for someone else who's driving down the highway. You weren't mafkir that item. You're planning on going, if when you find out that it fell out of your car, you're going to go pick it up. Right? So that's not a classical bar b'shisarav that you were mafkir. So what's the din? Avna sakinu maso, what are you chayev for? That the machog is Rav and Shmuel. Are you chayev midin shor or chayev midin bar? We'll talk about this at a little bit of greater length on that Gimel on the base. What does the Gemara say? According to Shmuel, the Jechayev for Avno Sakinu Maso, Midin Bor, says, Kulam ani kari bahen shor v'lo odan chamar v'lo kelim. Shor v'lo odan chamar v'lo kelim. He's trying to figure out, what's the case of Nishbura Kado v'shus Arabim, v'huch lak echad b'mayim or b'charsis, the Kad breaks in v'shus Arabim and someone gets damaged. What's it talking about? The damage of the kelim? The damage of the odan? The Shmuel says, it must be talking about the damage of the Adam, because it's talking about the damage of the Kalim, the Ziptur of Kalim the Bar. Shavala Adam, Chamavala Kalim. What type of bar are we talking about over here? Avna Sakinu Maso. Is that a bar l'nezakin or a bar l'misa? Avna Sakinu Maso is not a bar l'misa. It's not a bar l'misa. It's a bar l'nezakin l'char. Right? It's a bar that can produce nezak. Not a bar l'misa. A bar l'misa means a bar that's a depth of 10 tfachim. We don't assume that if you trip over the Avna Sakinu Maso, that's gonna kill the person. Right? And yet the Bavli is assuming that the Ptur of Kalim Bebor applies to Avna Sakinu Maso. So you see that the Ptur of Kalim Bebor applies not only to a bor of Asara Tvachim, but to a bor of Tisha Tvachim as well. Not only to a bor of Lemisa, but to a bor of Lenezakin as well. Against Yerushalmi. So that's the Rabbeinu Peretz's point, that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli are disagreeing. Again, we have two Pturim over here, two Pturim in Bor, according to the Chachamim de Reb Yehuda. That's how we pask. That Shor v'lo Adam chamar v'lo kelim. Shor v'lo Adam means that if an Adam dies in the Bor, even a Bor of Asarat Fachim, the Balabar is parted from paying Kofar. Chamor v'lo kelim tells me that if the kelim were husku bibar, the balabar is part of paying for the kelim. Where is the p'tur of chamor v'lo kelim applying? Is it applying only to a bar of asara tvachim, or is it applying to a bar of tisha tvachim as well? Yerushalmi says it applies to a bar of asara tvachim. It's the same as Shor v'lo Adam. The p'tur of Adam is by asara tvachim, the p'tur of kelim is by asara tvachim as well. And the Bavli disagrees. Bavli says that the p'tur of kelim is across the board, whether to a bar of asara tvachim or even to a bar of less than asara tvachim. It applies across the board. What's the svar of the Yerushalmi? Why does it assume that the p'tur of kelim only applies to a bar of asara tvachim? The answer is the Yerushalmi is shitasa. The Yerushalmi is assuming that a bar of asara and a bar of less than asara are two different types of bar. So if you say the p'tur of Shor v'lo Adam Chamor v'lo Kelim applies to a bar of asara, there's no gzeras hakosav to say that it applies to a bar of tisha. There's no gzeras hakosav. So why would I apply it to a bar of tisha? So that's why the Yerushalmi says no. Yichai for kelim a bar if it's a bar of less than 10 tefach, because it's a different sug bar. What does the Bavli hold? The Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi. We seem to pass it like the Bavli. I mean, the Yerushalmi is a chiddush. Pasha pshat is that the p'tur of kelim bebar applies both to a bar of asara tvachim or even to a bar of tisha tvachim. So why should it apply even to a bar of tisha tvachim? So the answer could be one of two things. The answer could be that the Bavli argues fundamentally with Yerushalmi, and the Bavli claims that there are no two types of bar. It's really one cheft to the bar. It's one mazik, a bar of asara tvachim, a bar of less than asara tvachim. Yes, if a shor dies in a bar of less than asara tvachim, there's a svara to say that you're potter. But it's not that it's a different chefza shabar. There's a gzeres hakosav to say that you're potter. There's a svara that he's in onus. There's a svara to say potter. But it's fundamentally it's the same sugvar. So the Torah of Shor v'lo Adam is talking about misas Adam because the pasuk be'ikar is talking about misa. V'hamesi elo. It's talking about misa. So we say that the Torah of Shor v'lo Adam tells me that you're potter from paying kofar if the Adam dies. But chamar v'lo kelim is a p'tur of what? It's a p'tur of nezek, right? So where should I apply this? To a bar of asara, not to a bar of tisha? Why? If it's all the same mazik of bar, then it should apply across the board. If there's a p'tur of kelim, the bar of asara, there should be a p'tur of kelim and bar of tisha, because it's one subbar, it's one chavza shabar, so why shouldn't I apply the p'tur across the board? This is one way to look at the Bavli, that the p'tur of chamar v'lo kelim has to apply to all types of baros, because bar is one mazik. It's not that there are two types of mazik of bar. There's a bar of asara, a bar of less. No, it's one mazik. So if there's a p'tur of kelim b'bar for a bar of asara, there should be a p'tur of kelim b'bar for a bar of tisha as well. Why not? Why shouldn't there be a p'tur of kelim? That's one way to look at the Bavli. Other way to look at the Bavli is that maybe the Bavli agrees fundamentally with the Yerushalmi that there really are two types of bar. If there are two types of bar, so why didn't I say the p'tur of Shor v'lo Adam Chamor v'lo Kelim applies to a bar of asara? And I can't. The bar of tisha has nothing to do with this p'tur. V'hamesi elo tells me that the ikar we're talking about a bar that's roi l'hamis. We're talking about a bar of asara tvachim. We're talking about a bar of asara tvachim. So then the p'turim should apply only to that type of bar, because the bar of tisha is a totally different type of bar. The different sug. So why should I say that the p'tur of Chamor v'lo Kelim should apply even to the bar of tisha? The answer might be based on a comment of Rashi there in the third parak. Rashi on the Chesem Abay says, what's the p'tur of Shor v'lo Adam Chamor v'lo Kelim? What's it based on? What are you potter for? Is Shor v'lo Adam Chamor v'lo Kelim two different types of p'turim? Adam and Kelim? Misas Adam, Nezek of Nezek of the Kelim, two different types of Nezek? No. Says Rashi, you know what the p'tur of Chamor v'lo Kelim is based on? The Kelim p'turin, says Rashi, al nizke Kelim potter balabar, d'shvirasan zohi misasa. Because the breaking of the kli is the misa of the kli. When the kli breaks, it's not usable anymore, so it dies. What's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that basically the p'tur of Shor v'lo Adam Chamor v'lo Kelim is the same p'tur. It's a p'tur of misa. You're potter for misas Adam bebar, and you're potter for misas Kelim bebar. That's the p'tur. The p'tur is a p'tur misa. It just happens to be that there is no such thing as a death of a kli. It's that shvirasan zohi misasan. The breaking of the kli is the misa of the kli. So just like your potter for misas adam bevor, your potter for misas kalim bevor. If that's the p'tur of nizka kalim bevor, it's a p'tur of misa. So then it makes sense that p'tur of misa is going to apply not only to a bar of asara, it'll apply to a bar of tisha as well. If an adam dies in a bar of tisha, is the Baal HaBor Pater? Of course he's Pater. The Chiddush is even in a Bor of Asar, that's Yesh Bo Kedei Lahamis, the Baal HaBor is still going to be Pater from Kofa. That's the Gzeres HaKasa. But in a Bor of Tisha, it's not Roy Lahamis Bo, Avada the Baal HaBor is going to be Pater. There's a Ptur of Misa, Misas Adam, you're not Chayif and Misas Adam in a Bor. If we look at it as though there's a Ptur of Misa in a Bor, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about a Bor of Asar or a Bor of Tisha. There's a Ptur of Misa, Misas Adam and Misas Kalim Bebor. So that Ptura can apply Bein Bebor Asara, Bein Bebor of Tisha. We were troubled, we said, if the Ptura of Nizke Kalim Bebor is a Ptura of Nezek, it's a Ptura of Nezek, so maybe it's a special Ptura of Nezek for a Bor of Ten Tfachim. But who says there's a Ptura of Nezek in the Bor of Tisha? But if the idea is that it's one Ptura of Misa, so then Misas Kalim Babor is not only in a bor of Asara. Right? Misa, the Misa of the Kalim, if you're potter even for Misas HaKalim in a bor of Asara, then Kolshken you should be potter for Misas Kalim in a bor of Tisha. It's more likely that the Kalim are going to break in a bor of Ten Tfachim. So if the Ptur is a Ptur Misa, then we can understand that it'll apply in both types of bor. Again, so to explain the Bavli, why is the Ptur of Kalim Babor going to apply even in a bar of Tisha, not just in a bar of Asara? So either what you have to say is that the mazik of bar is one type of mazik. It's not two different mazikim. Yushalmi assumes it's different types of bar, different mazikim. So therefore, if the Gzer Sakasav of Sharv lo Adam, Chamar lo Kalim applies to a bar Asara, there's no mocker to say that it should apply to a bar of Tisha as well. That's a different type of mazik. What's the Bavli going to respond? The Bavli can say, no, it's one mazik. It's one type of mazik. There's a special ptur. If the shor dies in a bar of Tisha, there's a special ptur. But really, fundamentally, it's one mazik. If it's one mazik, then the ptur of Kalim Bebor should apply Bein Bebor Asar, Bein Bebor Tisha. The other way to look at it is, no, maybe the Bavli Tak agrees to the Yushami that there are two types of mazik. But the ptur is the same ptur. The ptur is not a ptur of Nezik. The ptur is a ptur of Misa. Bein Be'odam, Bein Be'Kalim, the ptur is a ptur of Misa. The ptur is a Misa, the Shviyasan, Zohi Misasan, the Shviyas Akli is like the Misa Sakli. So then that ptur will apply always, not just in a bar of Asara. Misa is only shayach to a bar of Asara. The chiddush is that Misas Adam and Misas Kalim, you're not going to be chayiv even in a bar of Asara. But Kolshken, you're not going to be chayiv in a bar of Tisha either. Okay, these are the different yesodos in bar. What exactly is a bar of Misa? What is a bar for Nizakin? And what's the ptur? The ptur of Kalim Babar, does it only apply to a bar of Asara like the Yushami, or does it even apply to a bar of Tisha?